All right. Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. Who's your favorite TV mom? 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Who's your favorite TV mom, Steve?
My favorite TV mom.
Favorite TV mom. Let me throw something out there. Favorite TV mom? Mrs. Brady?
No, I liked, was it Seda Thompson on the show Family?
What?
Remember that show Family with Christy McNichol?
I loved Christy McNichol.
Yeah, we all did.
I loved her. I wrote her a fan letter.
Did she write back?
Nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Why did ever all you boys love Christy
McNichol? I loved her. Yes. We, even with the short haircut, maybe she was a tomboy and cute at the same time.
She was a tomboy, but I think she was just kind of real.
When she kissed Scott Baio, when she appeared on The Love Boat, I was just heartbroken.
That was it, huh?
It was terrible.
Seda Thompson never smiled.
No, she was kind of depressing.
I don't remember the mom.
I don't remember her.
No?
She was just like, oh, man, could she ever be happy?
No, she never seemed very happy. And the father was Matthew Broderick's father, right? James Broderick, maybe, or...
I got to look that up. I remember Family. I remember I loved Christy McNichol, and I wrote her a fan letter in grammar school.
The brother, Willie, who the then brother. was in Ben. And no, that wasn't him. But the brother, Willie, was in...
What? You know who I liked? I liked Karen Grassel on Little House on the Prairie.
Wow. How about Mrs. Partridge? Shirley Partridge. She could sing. She was pretty. She was always smiling.
Not at all.
Independent woman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite TV mom? Let's go to Mary on the phone. Mary, who's your favorite TV mom?
It has to be Lorelai Gilmore. From the Gilmore Girls.
The Gilmore Girls. I never saw the show, but I'll take your word for it.
The best.
Gilmore Girls. Okay.
That's a great show, Pete.
I've never... Is that with Blake Lively?
No, I don't think so.
You sure?
Yeah.
Favorite TV mom? Aunt B. Aunt B wasn't a mom, was she? She was an aunt. She took care of Opie.
She didn't have any kids.
I don't think she had any kids.
No.
How about Beverly on the Goldbergs? She's got great hair.
Don't watch it.
Joyce, Stranger Things? She a great TV mom? How about Rebecca, This Is Us, Mandy Moore? Marge Simpson? She a good TV mom?
She doesn't count. She has four fingers.
How about Elise on Family Ties? She was a good TV mom.
Yeah, she was okay. She always seemed pretty practical.
Okay. Sophia on The Golden Girls? That was Estelle Getty, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Was she the mom?
The mom of one of them?
Was she Maude's mom?
I think she was.
Yeah.
Yes, even though I think she was younger in age.
How about Maude as a mom? Life.
Was Maude a mom?
Yeah.
Yes.
But Barbieri.
Barbeau.
Adrian, yeah.
What's her name?
Adrian, yeah, Adrian Barbeau. Come on, Pete.
Barbeau.
Come on, Pete.
That was the polar opposite of Christy McNichol.
Was Maude.
She was not a tomboy.
Early to mid-70s, right? That was Maude?
Yeah.
There was something controversial about that show because my parents wouldn't let us watch it.
Well, she was very out front in women's rights and... Adrian Barbeau was very out front.
Yes, okay,
with the clothes she wore.
Really?
Can't believe you wrote that one off.
Let's go to Frank. Frank, favorite TV mom?
Favorite TV mother had to be Mrs. Cunningham from Happy Days.
Mrs. Cunningham from Happy Days. I love that. Marion Ross is going to come on with us in 10 minutes. I love that. She is my favorite TV mom. Absolutely. Thank you, Frank. Who is your favorite TV mom? Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're on WGN. Hi.
Yeah, a mom from Petticoat Junction with the three daughters. I'm sorry, I couldn't remember her name. I probably have to Google it. But, I mean, she was always there, always caring, and, you know, she was always putting up with Uncle Joe and all that other nonsense. So.
And she had Billy Joe, Betty Joe, and Bobby Joe.
Yeah, and they substituted somebody in there. I don't know. I saw it on a trivia question once. Somebody got substituted in one of the seasons, so...
I remember Petticoat Junction, but I don't remember the mom.
But it was the gray-haired lady, one who was running the hotel.
Right. I got you, Dave. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, bud.
All right. Dave's getting upset with me. I don't remember the Petticoat Junction mom.
Well, that's because they were swimming in that, the water tank.
Yeah, and then they that was their drinking water, wasn't it?
Morticia from the Addams Family?
No.
Edith?
No.
She was a TV mom. Edith, was she a good TV mom?
She was. Edith was fun.
Yeah.
How about Everybody Loves Raymond's mom?
Oh, yeah.
She's awesome.
She was the best.
Yeah.
Donna Reed from The Donna Reed Show. Mary Tyler Moore, Dick Van Dyke. Mary Tyler Moore. Absolutely. Mrs. Cleaver. I mean, she set the standard. Claire Huxtable. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you see Claire Huxtable, you think Bill Cosby, and then it kind of goes dark and no one says anything. You have that uncomfortable silence that we just did, didn't we? Who's your favorite television mom? Let's go to Brian. Brian, who's your favorite?
June Cleaver from Leave It to Beaver.
Why June Cleaver?
Well, there's one episode when... when June said, "Gee, Ward, you're really hard on the Beaver last night."
Yep, I like that. Thank you, Brian. He couldn't even get that out. He was laughing so hard. Let's go to Mike. Mike, favorite TV mom?
Well, I was thinking about Harriet Nelson.
Harriet Nelson.
Just like your mom and my mom come home from school, there she was in high heels and a dress making cookies. I mean, how much more real could it be?
Did anybody ever come home from school and see their mother in a dress and high heels? Never.
Not mine.
Absolutely not. And it was every man for himself in my house. Mary, you had a large family. It was every kid for themselves, right?
Oh, yeah. But my mom, she did have, I see, now I remember it from pictures. She did wear a dress in the 60s.
Okay.
Yeah, she was wearing a dress quite a bit with the shoes, but she didn't bake cookies much now.
No. My mom was always cutting meat. It seemed like she was always making something, cutting meat, making noodles. We'd come home from school and it's like a restaurant. Don't come in the kitchen. I'm making noodles for beef and noodles tonight.
Yeah, the water's boiling.
Right.
Stay away from the stove.
Get out of here. Grab some snacks and leave. Come home when you hear the whistle or the street lights are on. Let's go to Danny. Danny, who's your favorite TV mom?
It was my favorite TV mom growing up. I grew up in a single-parent family in the 1960s, and it was Little Ricky's mom who made us laugh all the time, Lucy.
Lucy. And pretty, too. Funny, pretty.
And my mom kind of looked like Lucy. My mom had red hair. My mom wore dresses.
Yeah.
My mom was, a very special individual, but she also had a great sense of humor.
Right. Got it. Thanks, buddy. It's funny how we compare these TV moms to our own mothers. Let's go to Pam. Pam, who's your favorite TV mom and why?
Lily Munster, because she was always so positive. She was always, Eddie, you're the cutest little boy, and it doesn't matter that you're short. But she was just always positive.
What was that thing? She always wore that long, flowing dress, and how do you describe that?
It was a long black dress with, like, it had, like, an octopus trendles on the bottom. It you couldn't see her feet.
Now, was that the Munsters or the Addams Family?
They were both the same.
I thought the Munsters had the see-through. I thought Lily had the see-through kind of scarf thing that she used to wear. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I watch it on Comedy Central all the time.
All right, crazy. Thank you, Pam. I love how we're breaking down TV mom's outfits now. Let's go to...
Remember how they used to make fun of Marilyn because they said she was ugly and she was most beautiful on the show, the daughter?
Yes.
Marilyn Munster.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Diane Carroll. Was she a TV mom?
Corey. Remember, she was the nurse?
I do not remember that show.
She was a single mom. The boy was Corey.
Peg Bundy, your favorite TV mom. Peg was sassy, wasn't she? Lily's dress was a funeral dress, right? Maybe I'm wrong. Let's go to Pat. Pat, favorite TV mom?
Hi, Pete. I do. I'm calling for my husband.
Okay.
He says Tony Soprano's mother.
Tony Soprano's? You mean his wife in the show?
No, his evil mother. Mrs. Pinchon from Lou Grant.
I can't picture her. I can see his wife on the show. I'm going to have to look that one up. Thank you, Pat.
Oh, you'll have to look it up. Thanks. Bye.
That's a thing that we can do during self-quarantine is catch up on shows. Maybe it's time to go back to the old Soprano. So his mother was very mean?
Yeah, I remember, and she was just in the, I didn't even watch the show that much, but she was in the early.
I've seen every episode.
She died of a stroke or something, but she was just in the, it was a big deal when she died. You don't remember that?
I don't. I can barely remember last week, let alone TV shows that were on 10 years ago. That's the problem with me. Denise, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi. My favorite TV mom was on Good Times, Florida.
I love
I think
Florida.
That was her name.
Yes, absolutely. Love Florida and that little apartment in
Chicago. Yes,
yes
in Chicago Project,
Cabrini Green. Yes, they were
yes.
in Cabrini Green. Thank you, Denise.
Yes, thank you. Bye.
I love Florida, and everybody would clap and scream on that show. Let's go to Pam. Pam, you're on WGN. Favorite TV mom?
Hey, Pete. Oh, well, mine would have to be Raymond's mother, Mrs. Barone.
Mrs. Barone. Mary was, just mentioned that. That's Mary, that's your favorite?
That's, besides Karen Grassel. Her little house on the prairie.
She had a little house on the prairie.
Yes. I loved her.
I never.
Mrs. Barone loved her son.
I never got into that show, Little House on the Prairie. But Michael Landon had the best hair on television, didn't he?
He was hot.
Yeah.
He was hot. I was so jealous of Karen Grassel.
When you were 12, he was hot. And how can you not remember Tony Soprano's mother dying in that bed?
I don't remember. I know when I watch the footage. I'll pull it up on YouTube. But
she was like the evil witch of the West, man. She made Tony white. He was Tony.
Wow. Okay. Thank you.
She was great.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Pete. Love you.
Love you, too. A Mother's Day weekend. Who's your favorite TV mom? Let's go to Diane. Diane, favorite TV mom?
Hi. The grumpy mom of Carol Burnett on her show. She had to tolerate Carol Burnett as her daughter. I forgot what the name was, but it was like Mama, remember?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Right. And that was such a good show. But Carol Burnett.
Love it.
Had the squabble with that mama, and the mama is a younger lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The co-star.
I do.
I forget her name, but she was really good.
She sang the song "That's the Night That the Lights Went Out in Georgia" too.
Yeah, something Lawrence, wasn't it?
Yeah,
what was her first name
Carol Lawrence.
Carol Lawrence.
No, not Carol. Carol
Vicky.
Lawrence is another person.
Vicky Lawrence.
Vicky Lawrence. That's it.
Vicky Lawrence.
Of
exactly.
course, Vicky Lawrence.
Right.
Love it. Thank you, Diane. Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Mrs. C. For Mother's Day weekend. It's so nice. Marion Ross.